Show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV Radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision Radio Show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark, and today is April 25th, 2016. It is Monday. I normally interview activists from St. Louis, and this weekend when I called to confirm with Scott from Scotty's Contracting, he was having some issues within his family, and we just felt it was just he would be too hectic to be here with us this morning. So rather than scrambling and finding somebody else to interview this morning, I thought I would take this hour to address a couple things. First, I wanted to share what he had emailed me about, what we were going to talk. It's kind of interesting. He will be with us in a few weeks to discuss this issue, but I'm going to read you bits of an email from him. And then I want to discuss a couple of issues. Friday was Earth Day, and I put out some videos on my YouTube channel and posted them on Facebook, and I also made a comment on one of the Westlake landfill, one of the pages in St. Louis. The young woman that I interviewed last week, Rose, posted that she was at the Earth Day Festival sponsored by Missouri Accountability Project, which is MAP. And I made a comment like, you know, that the propagandists are winning the war. There's a war on us, and they are winning, because Earth Day is not about celebrating the Earth. That's so not what Earth Day was ever about. Earth Day was originally a protest, and you know what came out of that protest? Millions of people came out into the street, and millions of people demanded the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, the Endangered Species Act, and other groundbreaking environmental things. Somebody said, well, you know, the group that put it on, it's called earthday.org. And, you know, this was a national kind of event that they participated in. And, you know, I made a comment, I think I offended people, but I think that this organization has failed. They have done nothing about Fukushima or St. Louis. Like, to be honest, it kind of had me spitting nails. Like, people in St. Louis ought to be protesting, not celebrating. They ought to be organizing. Like, they need hundreds of thousands. There's 300,000 people affected by the radiation just living within a 5 miles. I mean, there's a lot of people around this nuclear waste. And these people that live there and the people who know about it, I honestly, the thing that I think about is we have no idea what it feels like to live in a city where there's nonstop nuclear pollution. So I can't really say what I would do. But one of the things I did do was look into this organization, earthday.org. Very interesting, really slick place. I was looking into its sponsors, its policies. It's a pretty slick thing, and I think this is part of the social engineering. This is about the person who runs this nonprofit makes 180, according to their 990 report, which is their annual income tax return to the IRS. They basically the let me see, the owner, that what do you call them? The let me see what her title is. She makes, this is what they did last year. This is the interesting thing about EarthDay.org. The mission of Earth Day Network, Inc. is to broaden and diversify the environmental movement worldwide and to mobilize it as an effective vehicle for promoting a healthy, sustainable environment. It pursues the mission through a combination of education, public policy, and consumer activism campaigns. I have not heard them say one little peep about Fukushima. Nothing. Not one little peep about St. Louis. Nothing. There has been nothing nationally or politically. It's outrageous. And this is what they say. They organize events and other materials and programs to educate the general public and children, both domestically and internationally, about pollution, about the pollution and other issues affecting the earth and the quality of its resources for human enjoyment and living needs. Organize and conduct the annual Earth Day event for environmental awareness around the world and the U.S. Well, they have sucked, in my opinion. They have failed. This organization is a 100% failure. I will tell you what, they can glad hand and pat themselves on the back all they want, but in my view, they have completely failed. The children of Flint, Michigan, the children of St. Louis, and God knows countless other cities. Check this out. Up in Washington, they're coming out with these articles all over the place about how scientists really are just confused about why there's all these microcephaly babies. Because they've ruled out radiation as the cause, because can't have that. So annoying. Microcephaly, by the way, it's called anencephaly, I think it's called. It's where the babies are born with half a brain, and it is a signature of nuclear pollution. We did not start seeing it until nuclear radiation happened. And yes, it is caused by Hanford, the leaks up in Hanford. Yes, it is. Yes. The scientists can deny it all they want, but you know what happens when scientists lie? People die. And that's what's happening. So back to this 990 report, because I found this very fascinating. Develop programs and curriculum for school children to assist them in understanding the environment and their impact on it. Deliver programs to teachers for classroom use. Assist in the conversion of school structures to green schools by providing materials and expertise on the changing the physical plant. Provide education to the international community on the environment and actions to take to curb damage to the world's ecosystem. They spent $129,000 on that one. On the last one that I read, organize events and other materials, they spent $715,624, and they gave grants of $25,200. Means they gave money away to somebody to help them participate. And then they have another event that they spent money on, $223,753. Earth Day's Network Trees Initiative was developed to plant over 1 million trees around the world. The following allowed numerous communities. Why don't they do phytoremediation for the radiation? I mean, this is just the outrageous part about it all. There's really no real discussion about the real harm. They're not ringing any bells. This really does make me angry. So they have all these board members, anybody that we know, not really, no one that I really recognize any of their names. Their salaries are quite hefty, though. Their salaries are. Kathleen Rogers is the president. She makes $187,031. Susan Bass, senior vice president, $112,359. Arthur Edelstein, $83,914. Scott Webb, CFO. Oh, he's a poor schmuck. He makes $36,304. Oh, but he only puts an average of 7 hours a week in. Huh, not bad for 7 hours a week, 36 grand, 3 grand a month. Catherine Stoddard, 139,525. So that's what their tax return looks like, folks. That's what they're making. It's federated campaigns. Let's see where they get government grants. They got $80,000. Wow. Fundraising events, 54. Contributions, grants, and gifts, 1,190,177. Wow. Non-cash, 5,000. So they made 1,327,000. Wow. So what was their expenditures? Gross income. So all their total revenue, so they had a net income of $70,000 left over. So that's their tax return, but let's just look at them because this is how it works. Let's just look at our mission. It looks so clean. I guess for $1 million a year, they ought to have a pretty good website, huh? Earth Day's mission is to broaden and diversify the environmental movement worldwide and to mobilize it as an effective vehicle to build a healthy, sustainable environment, address climate change, and protect the Earth for future generations. Really? Well, you're failing. So far, you're failing. I think I'm going to send them an email and tell them you guys are seriously failing super bad. So diversify with our partner organizations. EDN provides civic engagement opportunities at the local, state, national, and global levels around the world. Recognize that climate change impacts our most vulnerable citizens first and most severely. EDN often works with low-income communities to bring their voices and issues into the movement. Really? Well, maybe we should contact them and ask them what are they going to do about St. Louis. Because this is an outrage that they actually created a festival, Earth Day Festival, in St. Louis, where people actually went out to the park and sat outside. Activities. Let me see what this says in St. Louis. And you know what? I don't mean to dog the people of St. Louis, but I honestly don't think that they take it seriously. I think they think that it hurts my feelings. I have a really. It's super hard for me to have to manage this emotions of these people are there. You can't just go out and sit outside near a nuclear facility. I'm just sort of blown away by all of this. So I'm shocked, folks. This is the thing. Like, I'm reading these things and I'm the all of these people, I looked at who their sponsors are, the Global Advisory Committee. These are famous people that are supposedly, but they are just not taking it seriously. Eco Bamboo. I mean, Morocco. Check out this, one of them, Abdelkir Zaoud, Secretary of State, Foreign Ministry of Energy, Mines and Water, Environment of Morocco. Huh. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, scientist and environmentalist Edward O. Wilson, Harvard Research Professor Emeritus. Keith Williams, President and CEO, Underwriters Laboratory, Nature Conservancy. Ted Turner is one of the Barbara Streisand. Let me see if I can pick out some names. Pete Seeger. Isn't he dead? U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is one of their people. I mean, this is how our movements get co-opted by organizations like this that go out and get big money, big sponsorship. Yeah, it sounds like they're doing something. Lester Brown. Wow. Philippe Cousteau Jr., Leonard DiCaprio. Those are their Global Advisory Committee. These are the board of directors, the people behind Earth Day. So why is it that these people at this organization are not addressing the? I looked into it to see if they were promoting nuclear, and I couldn't see that they anywhere on there that they were promoting nuclear. So that was a good plus for them on this side, but. How is it? How do we get an organization, a nonprofit organization that makes $1 million a year, to actually speak up about the danger, the very real threat that we are under from nuclear pollution? I mean, something is wrong when these people continue to stay quiet. So we have got to figure out a way. David Deutsch, president of David N. Deutsch & Company, an investment banker. David Deutsch is founder and president of David N. Deutsch. He's one of their board of directors. This does not bode good, folks. I mean, wow. Clinical team leader, Cancer Therapeutics, U.S. FDA Office of Cellular Tissue and Gene Therapy, Dr. Peter Bross. Peter Bross has been active in conservation for many years. While in California, he taught snow capping and river kayaking for the Sierra Club, was an active member for Friends of the River and the Tolume River Preservation Trust. Wow. Wow. Here's this guy, Dr. Bross, has become an active in a number of conservation organizations, including the Environmental Law Institute, Potomac. So this is just like, let's don't talk about this, the same thing. This organization is the same thing. I venture to say if we were to contact these people, they are going to sidestep getting actively engaged in calling out the nuclear liars. Wow, that is unbelievable. Well, this is why I decided to take this on today, because I think I offended some people in St. Louis. I made some comments that these people have failed. This is a failure for us to have an Earth Day festival in St. Louis. And it was near St. Louis Community College, Forest Park Campus, 5600. So here it was, recycling extravaganza. That was not that. That's not the Earth Day Festival. Wow. So this is the thing. Here in St. Louis, the people in St. Louis are very actively engaged in recycling, waking up and making sure that they eat, you know, like they're doing things correctly. And yet at the same time, there is seriously no acknowledgement that their lives are seriously in danger. And it's really sad. Like, this organization, earthday.org, are they really going to put on a festival in St. Louis and not make any kind of demands about, we need the government to stop with the business as usual? It's so outrageous. It is so outrageous. Earth Day Network, Inc. And that is right out of Washington, D.C. So these are just Washington lobbyists, folks. They are just making money. 100 grand, 200 grand a year doing this. I'm just dumbfounded. I honestly, okay, you want to know who their sponsors are? You tell me if this organization is up to any good. Toyota, UPS, Southwest, NASA, Wells Fargo, Nextiva, Private Internet Access, PIA, PwC, and Inspire Energy. Those are both, Inspire Energy is windmills, Earth Vision Trust. But, you know, when you have big organizations like Wells Fargo and NASA contributing to this organization. Let's see what they say their campaigns are. What are their campaigns? Create change with Earth Day Network. Really? You can get involved now to make your mark in the urgent fight against climate change. Climate change. Is there anything? Let's see. Higher education. Global Day of Conservation. Wow. I'm going to click on these leaks and take a look and see what they say. Green schools. They want to bring green schools. So, yeah. Green ribbon schools. They're bringing, what are they doing for all schools? Endangered species. Wow. Species are going extinct at a faster rate than ever before. We are entering a sixth mass extinction brought on by human activities around the world. We need you to help protect species before it's too late. Save the whales while we still can. Let's read that one about saving the whales. See if there's even any one word about the frickin' nuclear pollution. Oh my God, these people infuriate me. 5 years of Fukushima and a quick perusal of this page and not one word about nuclear pollution in our ocean. This is the kind of stuff that makes me really mad because you know what? Now I have to write these people. Now I actually have to take time out of my life and call these people out on this. This is bull. Warm-blooded mammals that can breathe air, nurse their youngs, and communicate through songs. Whales are among humans' favorite animals, but that does not mean they're safe. Here they go. Whales are still in deep danger. Commercial whaling, subsistence whaling, climate change has made matters worse. Acid and polluted oceans, food supplies running dangerously low due to overfishing, not nuclear pollution. Whales get tangled up in fish lines. Okay, so man, this is when the gloves come off for me, folks, because this is completely annoying for them to completely, without any regard to what is really going on with our environment, to ignore it. Here, let's go to ENE News. The very first thing that we see on ENE News is what? Wow. Dead animals litter California beaches. Alarming phenomenon. Graveyard of washed up sea life. Influx of malnourished sea creatures. We're really starting to worry. The animals are starving to death, covered in sores, stunted growth, weak immune systems. That's dated April 25th, 2016. That's the headline. And this organization that calls itself an organization to protect the environment makes no mention whatsoever. None of this is just so outrageous. They're talking about whaling. Our Earth Day 2010 network joined Greenpeace and other groups for a march to the White House to protest a possible resumption of commercial whaling. We won the battle, but not the war. Oh my God, not one word on this page at all. The poaching must be stopped. Give to the cause, spread the word. Screw you guys. I am really this. I'm sorry, folks, but after Friday, I am spitting nails. There was not one person, there was one person out there protesting with me on Friday. Earth Day is not about making us feel good about the Earth. Earth Day is about stopping the monsters from destroying our planet. And if we don't get out into the streets and start taking much more aggressive action and stop being complicit with these people that really they're cajoling us and jeering us into being quiet and being silent and accepting them as being monsters. I'm just blown away. I cannot handle it anymore. I'm done. I mean, part of why I really supported Kevin Blanch for so long is because you know what? You know, there's a lot of things about Kevin that people may not like, but at least he told the truth and at least he says it like it is. These people are freaking killing us. They are killing us. They are murdering our children and they are murdering our future. I'm going to read you this article because this is just stunning. While these people did a feel good, we're going to feel good about having a party on Earth Day this last weekend. This is what was reported. Officials are investigating why six sea lions are washing up onshore. The Laguna Beach Pacific Marine Mammal Center has an overflow of sea lions. The reason for the influx of sea lions remains a disappearing cold water food source. Another unusual phenomenon they're seeing, elephant and harbor seals are coming to the center in addition to the California sea lions, and that is not typical. Most are malnourished and infected with parasites. This is, if people don't pay attention, they can deny. It's like those children up in Washington State with with anencephaly, with a half a brains. There's all kinds of reports coming out that they don't know why it's happening. Just like all these dumbass people from Pepperdine University, we don't know why this is happening. Really? 5 years of Fukushima, we know why it's happening. For them to say that they don't know why it's happening is the emperor has no clothes. It's all how people can live with that. I think that's what made me angry when I saw a picture of Rose's baby at the park at the St. Louis thing. And they were having a great day. And I have to say, it was really sweet to see them. But you know what? Like, the time for being nice is over because they are literally killing us. This is a war. They are literally killing us, folks. It is not that it's not that they're, oh, I'm just making this up. No, it's actually really, they're really doing something. They are ignoring the children of St. Louis are dying. People in St. Louis are dying, and the government is doing nothing about it. You think that's not unintentional? If a bomb was dropped in St. Louis, do you think they would do nothing? If a gigantic bomb was dropped right next to the St. Louis airport, you think our government would do nothing about it? Well, that's exactly what's happened. A bomb has been dropped, and it is on fire. The nuclear waste is right next to an underground fire, which I believe that they are twisting like pretzels again. Once you start seeing the EPA start twisting like pretzels, you will see that they are lying again. And I think that they know that that fire has hit the nuclear waste, and they're just not going to tell anybody. That's what I think. It's just such an outrage that we have to just take it. This is it. Here's the St. Louis Earth Day Festival. And it's a big sponsored page. This is a huge thing. I can guarantee you here in Eugene, we had nothing. There was nobody that did anything for Earth Day. I was the only person that did anything. There wasn't even anything on the weekend. Last year, I was mad because there was people out having a party. And it kind of made me mad. Like, really, we're again, I get mad when we start having parties. Like, I don't think we ought to. So, it's so outrageous. I mean, this is what they did around their Earth Day Festival, St. Louis Earth Day Festival, celebration that is uniquely St. Louis. April 24th, 10 to 6, Muni Grounds Forest Park, free and open to the public. And so then they on April 23rd, Munion Theater Forest Park, recycling extravaganza. So they have all kinds of things where they have deadlines and things like that. And they did organize. I mean, I think it's awesome that St. Louis is actually doing something for for Earth Day, because here in Eugene, nobody did anything. I mean, there was not only were there no protests, but I stood out and protested in front of the federal building and got harassed. Like, I posted up five or six videos, but it was an interesting mix to stand out on the corner and protest and talk about things. And as people walked by, people would honk their horns and hand me the peace sign. But the youth was interesting. The youth was hostile. They would drive by and harass me, call me a stinky, smelly hippie, and yell at me, and say, yeah, we're going to have a better future. Zombies and goons, that's what we're creating. It was like really bizarre. So this is where we're at. I mean, our planet is in serious hurt, and I honestly don't think that we need a feel-good Earth Day. I don't think we need an Earth or St. Louis Earth Day Festival. I think we need an Earth Day protest. I think the protests need to be done. I don't know. The thing is about this, folks, is it is not a question of is nuclear pollution harmful? Yes, it's harmful. And will it cause us problems? It already is causing us problems. And we are really in a serious world of hurt from it. And so I just think that I'm gonna Google this in Westlake Landfill and Bridgeton, Missouri, and I'm gonna see how far away that park was from the Westlake Landfill. 1 hour and 36 minutes. It was 22 miles away from the Westlake Landfill, not even a 50-mile radius away from the nuclear pollution. This is what I'm talking about, folks. It was as the bird flies. It's how far away? It looks like it's about 30 miles, as the 25 miles as the crow flies. Wow, that is unbelievable. But they would plan something at a park that is not even outside of a 50-mile radius zone. And this is what I mean. These people save the earth. Earth Day Festival in St. Louis, having a festival that is about 25 miles away as the crow flies. That doesn't even look like it. It doesn't even look like it's 25 miles away. Wow. I have to say, I'm going to see what it would say is walking, how far it would be. So it's 18 miles away. It makes a beeline straight to the Earth Day Festival from the Westlake Landfill to the Earth Day Festival. It's 18 miles away. So less than 20 miles away from the Westlake Landfill, less than 20 miles away, folks, they created an Earth Day celebration. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me angry. It's not safe. 20 miles away from the leaking nuclear pollution is not safe. It's airborne. It goes everywhere. The dust settles. You know, I'm no nuclear scientist, and frankly, I'm no scientist. I've gotten insulted many times on my YouTube channel from people telling me that my thinking is ignorant. Well, yeah, it is. I'm not a scientist. But you know what? I have read Dr. Goffman's books. I can comprehend what it means when he says that we should not be living any 50 miles is the farthest we should be going towards any of these nuclear catastrophes. And yet, what do we have? We have people in St. Louis. We actually have people living right next door to San Onofre nuclear power plant that has been leaking so badly. The land has leaked with radiation so badly that the Navy will not take the land back. So tell me that our government is good stewards of this nuclear pollution. No, they're not. And people like Earth First, or what's their name? Earthday.org or something. Yeah, Earth Day. They kind of make me mad. This makes me mad. At every turn, EDN works to broaden the definition of environment to include issues that affect our health and our communities, such as greening deteriorated schools, creating green jobs and investment, and promoting activism to stop air and water pollution. So you know what this tells me? That this is just a funnel for somebody to start lobbying and getting money into these organizations that are sponsoring them. That's why we have it. I bet you if we look into who gives what, I'll bet you 2-1 that these sponsors, these people that are sponsors, are figuring out ways to make money out of being engaged with these people. It is really actually super infuriating, especially now that I found out that that thing is only like 20, less than 20 miles away, 18 miles away. Wow. That is really sad. Are we just supposed to just ignore it and act like it's no big deal and act like it's all okay? Like they're working on it? Like that's what we're supposed to say? Yeah, we're not worried about it because we know you're working on it, senators and congresspeople, when we know they're not. You know, have you guys called Pallone's office, Congressman Frank Pallone's office? I have several times. They basically say, thank you very much, hang up the phone, and he keeps refusing to let anything happen that will help the people of St. Louis. It's an outrage. And the president is not taking executive action. I mean, the children of Flint, Michigan, have been offered up to the money gods. The children of St. Louis are being offered up to the money gods. The children in Washington State are being offered up to the money gods. It is so outrageous. Well, I see that we're halfway through the show here, folks. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. And we are obviously here on UCY.TV radio, and I really do suggest that our listeners really explore a lot of the shows on this station, because there's a lot of valuable information that people are just not paying attention to just because we're not trained to do it. So I would strongly suggest that people pay attention to some of the information that's being exposed here on this radio station, because the technologists, man, they literally are planning on, we are assets on a balance sheet. And the only way that we're going to be able to get out of it is for us to pay attention. So I thought what I'd do this morning is read some of these event reports from the NRC again and see what we've been missing out on. Take a look, and I'll just look. Let's go to the 19th, because there it's the usual thing. I looked at this yesterday. I couldn't believe it. It's like it's really typically the usual thing with the NRC just completely lying about everything. Potential uncontrolled radiation release here on 420, Susquehanna, Pennsylvania. Inoperable secondary containment. The inoperability was caused when the reactor building differential pressure was discovered to be less than the technical specifications. Secondary containment was restored by adjusting intake louvers in accordance with the normal off-normal operating procedure. Wow. And don't worry, no threat to human health there. Callaway, Missouri, 420, unanalyzed condition. It shows that the pressure transient experience in the essential service water system during the engineer safety actuation system testing can result in a gasket failure. So this is just what they deal with on a daily basis, that we have just been, you know, We're losing things all the time. Washington Office of Radiation Protection, University of Washington, non-emergency. What's this about? Package containing 40 millicuries of Ni-63, nitrate-63, reported missing. Wow. They reported it missing. Update to this. It was revealed via email. Okay, so what happened? Reported the lost packages containing four electron capture detectors. Each capture detector contained 370 or 10 millicuries of Ni-63, and it was delivered to Sydney, Australia, and checked in. So what'd they say? And it will be shipped to us, and it got lost in the mail, folks. So don't worry. They found it. It just got lost in the mail. So don't feel bad. Texas Department of State Health Services, Marco Inspection Services. This happened. Notification date was 4/14, so there must be an update. Radiography camera fell off the truck and was later recovered. Yeah, this is these people. This is what happens then. He moved the camera out of the street and into the ditch and called the licensee. Oh, my God. California Radiation Control Program, unknown, non-emergency. Radium-226 source found in a garbage truck. Oh, yeah, I read through this one. This is where, in the East Valley Complex, there was a garbage truck on the 14th that set off a nuclear alarm. And so they discovered that there was a survey meter, and they were able to locate a 2.61 millicuries of radium-226 radiation oncology treatment needle. No other sources of radiation services. So somebody accidentally threw a radiation needle into a dump truck. That's how it got there, I guess. So here's Longview, Washington. Washington Office of Radiation Warehouser in our company. Non-emergency. Shutter failure on a fixed gauge. The usual. These shutters fail. Prairie Island, Minnesota. Unanalyzed condition. I hate that one. The unanalyzed condition. Let's just go. I love to skip down to the bottom because it always says this condition does not affect the health and safety of the public or station employees. During a walk down of fire barriers for the NFPA 805 project, it was determined that the fire barrier between fire area 59 and 85 was not a rated barrier due to unsealed penetrations of the barrier. See the way they write? This is the weird thing. These things creep me out, just the way they write. Here we go at Browns Ferry. Valid specification system actuation. Loss of power experienced during electrical bus transfer. Wow, Browns Ferry Unit 1 and 2 experienced a partial loss of power during a transfer of shutdown bus 2 from the alternate power source back to the normal power source. During the transfer, the normal feeder breaker failed to close and provide power to the shutdown bus, resulting in an auto actuation of two emergency diesel generators. Power to the shutdown bus was immediately restored using the alternate breaker feeder. Well, that makes you feel good knowing that they can at least handle it in an emergency, doesn't it, folks? There was no impact on Unit 3, so don't worry. They're protecting us every day, so we don't have to worry about that. Don't worry your pretty little head. Wow. So let's see. This is the usual with the NRC and the NRC alerts. This is what they normally do. And let's look at these documents for comment. Let's see what else is coming up on things that we can actually comment about. I'm going to explore this. We have 20 minutes left, and I'm going to explore this page a little bit so that we can, I can encourage you to please do go to the NRC website. Do get actively engaged. There are three items open. Wow, look what we just closed. Wow. So there are three items open. Revision of fee schedules, recovery fee for fiscal year 2016. I read through that. That was interesting. They want to reduce the fees for the licensees. Physical protection of Category 1 and Category 2, quantities of radioactive material. That's one. That's NRC 2015-0109. NRC 2012-0059, incorporation of reference by revisions of AFSCME regulatory guidelines. So I would encourage people to go dig into these things, and if you feel so inclined, please do make a comment. And let's look at the conferences and symposiums. So let's see, April 26th, that is tomorrow, in White Flint North Auditorium, Rockville, Maryland, public meeting to discuss data, methods, and tools related to very early warning smoke detection systems, NRC expectations, future data collecting needs. So that is going to be in NRC 2 White Flint North Auditorium, 11545 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland. And then on June 7th and 8th, DOE NRC workshop on the advanced non-light water reactors. Non-light water reactors. And then on November 23rd, workshop on vendor oversight. Well, that'll be interesting. That's in St. Louis, Missouri. Regulatory Information Conference, webcast archived. That's on March 10th. So that one was done. So the webcast is archived. That was March 8th through 10th, Regulatory Information Conference. So these are things that where you can all get actively engaged. And let me get back to this Geiger counter thing from Scotty. I didn't want to put the cat out of the bag, but yesterday when I was talking to Scott, he said, look, you can talk about this. He was so excited. I'm jumping back to Scott's contract out of St. Louis, the guy that does phytoremediation in St. Louis. He's working to be able to get some government contracts. He posted this on his Facebook page, and it's very, very interesting. And I'll just read to you what his email says. When I realized this, I felt I couldn't keep it what I'd read a secret any longer. I shared the microbe-eating bacteria info to the Facebook page group, Hemp Environmental Forum. So there's a Facebook group called Hemp Environmental Forum that people can join and learn about this phytoremediation. Okay, the last radio show prompted me to look into Fukushima more. What I learned in addition to all of those bags of waste piling up along the ocean are the tanks are full of nuclear waste that they have been accumulating as well as the bags. Well, not just that, Scott. They are about to dump all that nuclear waste into the ocean. And in fact, the IAEA recommended that they unload all those tanks and pour them directly into the Pacific. So no doubt they're doing that already. The bacteria's name that will turn nuclear radiation inert is Geobacter. Geobacter was discovered by the remediation scientists while they were researching the sludge mud of a contaminated nuclear site. They learned that Geobacter feed off of and eat the nuclear rads for nourishment. Further research into Geobacter led me to the MU teacher scientists who figured out that they can only live in oxygen-free environments. In other words, they cannot just be spread over the ground and hope they will work. Another study said that when in water, the Geobacter attacks the nuclear rods, they sink after becoming inert. He says, I don't get this. Me either. I don't understand it at all. If it sinks in water, it can be captured. A Google Science Fair winner figured out how to turn these same bacteria when they are working and eating to make electricity while they're doing their job. So we're going to be exploring more of that with Scott when he gets back. That's the kind of thing I don't get. But evidently, they are definitely working on solutions to the radiation. But for some reason, they are just definitely not sharing that information with any of us. So it really is up to us to get actively engaged. And, you know, I, for one, am not into the feel good. Let's have a happy Earth Day and let it be co-opted by these lobbyist organizations that are trying to promote wind farms. That seems to be what that's about. Earth Day is not just about wind farms and clean energy, folks. Earth Day is about stopping the polluters. That's what the millions and millions of people went to the street to stop the polluters. I mean, I distinctly remember the first Earth Day. I was 15 years old. And we went into the streets. In fact, it wasn't just the students. At exactly 10 o'clock, we bolted from our seats and went, and everybody walked up to the local Safeway. In fact, our teachers and the school administrators, everybody left. Anybody who had a shop was there. There was thousands of people in our little hometown. And this is what we do not have anymore. We do not have people demanding. I mean, we're just so callous. We see pictures of dead seals, dead whales. We see pictures of dead, dying children. And we say nothing. We say absolutely nothing about it. That's what prompted me to get engaged in the St. Louis fight in the first place. I went to the Westlake Landfill page, and there was a picture of a woman who posted her picture of her little child who was 12. She said, and she was sitting on a hospital bed with a bald head and the hospital light shining behind her head, and she said this was her last photo. Like, oh my God, our children are dying in St. Louis, and people are doing nothing about it. They honestly are. It makes me spit nails to think about having a party in St. Louis that is 18 miles away from the Westlake Landfill. Now, if these organizers had a brain in their head, they could have put it on the far side of St. Louis. But that just goes to show you that EarthDay.org, the Earth Day Network people, have got no clue what it means to be exposed to nuclear radiation. If they understood exactly the threat to the human health, I mean, it is an outrage. 18 miles away. And it's not about celebrating the Earth. And frankly, the Earth Day Network themselves, they have massively, even I even feel that way much stronger after discovering it was only 18 miles away. And, you know, interestingly enough, I will cop to this. This is an opinion radio show. I air my opinions all the time. This is not, you know, fact-based. It is fact-based anger, but I don't have all the articles in front of me. I read off the internet. I take articles, and I do research minimal. But, you know, what is it really going to take to get people to actively engage? Salon is a pretty mainstream political thing. You know, it's an online newspaper. They even reported, even this hit the ENE News. California is in its third straight year of unusual mortality rates, unusual mortalities in quotes, for sea lions. The dismal state was first declared in January 2013, and death rates have increased every year since. The Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito, California rescues an average of 6,800 seals and sea lions each year. And last year that number increased to 1,799. It looks like 2016 will be much worse. When is the word Fukushima going to start coming out of these people's mouths? This is just so outrageous. Most experts agree that death rates are due to the warming sea temperatures that push food that sea lions hunt farther out from shore. Sea lions are forced to swim longer and work harder for their food. The weaker ones aren't getting enough. They are starving to death. This is bullshit. And that's what makes me mad. It's not that the oceans are just, oh, it's global warming. And then, yes, the methane is releasing the planet. The oceans are getting warmer, yes. But there is not one word about the nuclear pollution that's affecting it. 5 years nonstop, hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive water pouring into our Pacific Ocean. And still, every single mainstream media refuses to use the word nuclear radiation. This is so outrageous. It's just so outrageous. Not one bit of acknowledgement of what has happened. 5 years of nonstop nuclear pollution and the world is not paying attention. They are killing our oceans and the world is not paying attention. And in fact, they're just having like little parties. They're going to have little festivals, Earth Day festivals, and let's just keep celebrating the Earth while we're poisoning our children. So I guess today's somewhat of an apology to the people of St. Louis on my behalf, because I am sorry. I cannot endorse a festival in St. Louis. That goes against my grain. What St. Louis needs to be doing is organizing protests. They need to be organizing big time and getting people to, you know, get their bodies out in the street and demand an immediate evacuation of, I mean, there's people that want to be evacuated and there's people that don't want to be evacuated. There's people there that want to fight it out and want to, you know, remediate the soil. They're willing to put their families at risk while they're cleaning up St. Louis. They don't want to give up on St. Louis. And then there's other families who really wish they could be moved away. So there's a lot of conflict now going on now that we understand the severity of what's happening, because there's a lot of people in St. Louis that don't want to move away, and there are people that who do want to move away. So the people that do want to move away are feeling the pressure from the people who don't, because they're afraid that it's going to affect their, you know, the housing. It's going to affect the value of their houses and stuff. So it's a huge conflict what's going on right now. And as you can see from this EarthDay.org people, these people are swooping in and using these issues for profit. And I think that's part of the conflict too. They, people of St. Louis, are seeing lobbyists and other politician types coming in there trying to take advantage of these issues to sell whatever it is that, you know, their Save the Earth program, their own little particular brand of saving the earth. So St. Louis is the first widespread community where we have intentionally ignored the harm that's being caused by the nuclear pollution. This is such an outrage. I cannot condone having an Earth Day festival that is about, you know, teaching people to be green and not mentioning anything about the nuclear pollution. Nothing. Not giving these people, I mean, the people that, the Rose was telling me, and Wendy Lumetta was saying that they were able to hand out brochures to people and make people aware that there was actually people in St. Louis who were still not aware of the Westlake landfill. That's a stunning admission. I mean, where this festival was held, it took an hour and a half to get to the Westlake landfill, according to the Google Maps. So it was long enough away, but as the crow flies, it's 18 miles away, not even 25 miles away from the nuclear pollution. You know, it is not normal for us to just accept the fact that we have to live. These scientists who call themselves the nuclear priesthood, that's what they call themselves, literally. They refer to themselves as the nuclear priesthood. They have failed us 100%. And they have failed their own families 100%. And that organization, EarthDay.org, who I now have to contact because I can't believe that they actually are. If they do this again next year in St. Louis that close, I will definitely protest it. because I'm going to pay attention to it. That's outrageous. They need to have be much more conscientious. It's just like them saying nothing about anywhere on their page. Nothing about Fukushima damaging our planet. Nothing about the chemtrails. Nothing. We cannot make progress without admitting the facts, folks. It's an impossibility. We have to face this. This is not something we can run away from and pretend it's not really happening. It's up to us. It's on our watch. And, you know, I'm sorry that I'm so outspoken, but I honestly, like, it just goes against my grain, everything in me, at this Earth Day Festival in St. Louis. To have a festival and expect babies to come sit in a park 18 miles away from a leaking nuclear facility that's on fire. I mean, it's not even a facility. It's a dump site that's on fire. And if anybody, I personally believe that the nuclear waste is already on fire there. The way that the EPA made their last announcement was, according to their best guess is what it's the radiation is less than their estimated, less than half as far as they had previously estimated. They had previously estimated that it was 1,000 feet. So now it's less than half. So they wouldn't tell us how much less than half. This is how these people work. They know exactly what is going on, and they're not going to tell us. They're just going to lie straight through their teeth. And we're going to all just offer up our kids and offer up our bodies and stay quiet because they want us to feel good. Well, it doesn't feel good, and frankly, it's time for us to stop. We need to really stop. We need to really figure out ways to organize. I'm definitely contacting earthday.org. I'm going to contact these people and really push down hard on this. Why have there been no mention of the chemtrails or no mention of the nuclear pollution that's going on, especially in St. Louis? That's kind of an outrage. They were a sponsor of their festival. And yeah, it looks slick. It looks really great. But, you know, they're not talking about any of the issues that really affect the people of St. Louis. So on Wednesday, folks, we have a really good lineup of people to speak with in the next couple of weeks. On Wednesday, we are going to be speaking with Donna Gilmore, again from SantaNoFreeSafety.org. I can't wait because she's always an earful and always has lots to do. And I seriously love talking with Donna Gilmore. She is just a plethora of information. In the next few weeks, we have some very good interviews set up. So I'm really looking forward to that. Next week, we will definitely have somebody on from St. Louis. But I just decided I was too angry to just start digging up people to talk to about what's going on, because I actually think that we need to start. We need to protest. We need big protests. We need millions of people in the street. That's how Earth Day got the Clean Water Act going, the Clean Air Act going. There was millions and millions of people in the street. What they have effectively done is taught us to be complacent and silent. And so we go and we have parties and we have these festivals. And we listen to people like earthday.org, and they're telling us, they're helping us bring awareness to our kids and to our schools while we're all breathing in nuclear pollution and chemtrails, and these organizations say absolutely nothing about it. So I am encouraging everyone who is listening to this radio show to take some action, put your courage feet on, do it afraid. Call up earthdaynetwork.org, ask them why they have said nothing about the nuclear pollution, why they have said nothing about the chemtrails. That's what I'm going to do. So, you know, thank you for joining our radio show this morning. I look forward to our interviews in the next few weeks. Thank you to the people of St. Louis for being brave enough to face this. And my apologies if I seem too harsh, but I find it shocking. So thanks for joining us, folks, and we'll talk with you soon. Talk to you on Wednesday.